With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Getting underway in Washington, it's the second hearing of the Trump administration's Religious Liberty Commission. White House correspondent Greg Clugson is covering.
Today's hearing will focus on religious liberty issues in public education. Commission members will hear testimony from Christian students and parents about unfair treatment. President Trump, who established the commission back in May, will address the hearing later this morning here at the Museum of the Bible. Greg Clugston, Washington.
It is Israel's deadliest mass shooting in about a year. It happened at a bus stop during this morning's rush, left at least six people dead.
The shooting took place at a major intersection at the northern entrance to Jerusalem. That entrance is located on a road that leads to Jewish settlements located in East Jerusalem. Footage of the attack showed dozens of people fleeing from a bus stop at the busy intersection during the morning rush hour. First responders say the area was chaotic and covered in broken glass, with people wounded and lying unconscious.
Correspondent Andrew Stewart says close to a dozen people were hurt. Police say the two gunmen were fatally shot by an Israeli soldier and a civilian. President Trump defending Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. following a contentious congressional hearing this past week.
Well, he's a different kind of a guy. He's got a lot of good ideas, but he's got a lot of ideas. You know, normally they don't have any ideas, and that's why we have problems with autism and so many other things.
Mr. Trump predicts progress soon in the fight against autism, among other public health challenges, under RFK Jr.'s leadership as a health secretary. The president standing firm in his resolve to combat urban crime by deploying National Guard troops. Democrats are railing against the possibility of troops being sent next to Chicago. Dow futures 40 points higher. This is SRN News. Christian ministries are rushing aid to Afghanistan.
Thousands are dead in the wake of an earthquake, and World Relief is leading the effort to help the country get back on its feet. CEO Myle Green says, quote, "We're also committed to responding boldly in partnership with local churches to provide food, shelter, and other humanitarian support to as many survivors as possible." The quake measured 6.0 on the Richter scale and was centered east of Kabul. There have been multiple aftershocks. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
As disputes rage over religion's place in the public schools, the Ten Commandments have become a focal point. At least a dozen states have considered proposals that would require classrooms to display the Decalogue, and the three adopted measures mandating their display in 2024-25, Louisiana, Arkansas, and Texas. All three laws have been at least partially blocked by the federal courts, the Texas law most recently. This is SRN News. California's controversial Proposition 50 is being challenged in federal court.
We got to fight this absolutely outrageous election rigging scheme from Gavin Newsom.
That's Republican candidate for California Governor Steve Hilton. He's filed a federal lawsuit against Prop 50.
You know that we already have gerrymandered maps in California. I've been talking about that a lot.
Hilton's federal lawsuit argues it violates several laws, including voter equal protection.
The districts should be roughly equal in population size so that votes have roughly equal weight. Right now in California, a Democrat vote has three times the weight of a Republican vote.
Larry Marino, Los Angeles.
The UN's postal agency says postal traffic into the United States plunged more than 80% after a Trump administration move to end a tariff exemption for low-cost imports. More details, SRNNews.com.